from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now you kiss and Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it. Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. You missed in the first hour, you can download that, the Fan podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Had a really fun hour. Joe Fisher out today as he's got to tend to Medium Joe, who's getting ready to slay middle school or high school, middle school. He's not that old, right? Oh, God.
I mean, he's like 13.
Oh, God, I'm freaking out.
Yeah, we're getting older, buddy.
Is Medium a freshman?
I think so. He can't be a freshman.
No, he's got
to
be.
No, still middle school. He's too small to be a freshman, although my barometer's way off nowadays.
Holy yes, I almost had a stroke. So we gave Joe the night off. He's done a bunch of heavy lifting for me for the summer, so I can't appreciate him enough. He, like, gave me this long thing about why he was sorry that he couldn't make tonight, and I was like, Joe, dude, you got it, brother.
Bro.
Joe Fish, dude. Me and that guy, we've been together for a long time.
Hey, actually, really cool factoid that I should
great
share.
Co-host, average producer. I only say that because he's not listening.
Yeah, you're funny. He's amazing. What are we talking about?
I love Joe.
I love Joe as well. Great fact to what I should share with the show. I might be at Dodger Stadium watching the Dodgers versus the Padres, the game, the Shohei Ohtani breaks the 50-50 mark.
Get it, dude.
So I'm going to be there. It's just because I'm happening to go on, like, it's like the last week of the month, and we are going the 27th, I believe, is the game we're going to. So just kind of have a shot near the end of the season because... You know, you would assume it's going to take him a couple of weeks to get a few more home runs. I'm kind of hoping that happens. Like he's, you know, at 49 home runs or 49 and 49 or whatever, right when I get to go. So be pretty cool to be there for such a historic moment at the end of this month.
Can you steal a base on a home run?
On a home run? I mean, technically, if like the fans run out on the field. No, like, I don't think there's any way.
Like if you hit a single... And they throw it to first base, and you got there before.
Yeah.
And he catches the ball and touches first, and they're like, okay, you're safe, which the play is now over. And then he drops the ball, and Shohei runs from first to home. That's a single and three stolen bases, right? That's not a home run.
Well, is the
with a stolen base in the middle?
Might be a little league home run. Is it like the dead ball and then the next at bat happens and then a stolen base, or are you just talking about like
I'm talking about in the same yeah.
I don't think that's how stolen bases count, even though MLB probably wants them to.
If this were basketball, they would change the rules to make it so Shohei could get it easier. I mean, they did that for like Westbrook and all that garbage.
Absolutely.
We got a lot to get to. Looks like we will do a little bit of fair foul at the bottom of the hour.
Yeah, try to get a couple questions.
Yeah, we'll
I've got
a little,
some stumpers.
If
for
anything,
you.
We can either trivia or open discussion on some stuff.
I just realized that my fantasy football draft was at 6 p.m. tonight. Did not show up.
Ooh, on the auto, huh?
Yeah, wonder who my quarterback is. Wonder who my first pick was.
You know what, dude? I got a really good feeling that you really hit the quarterback market, dude.
I hope so. Can I
trust... bet you got Will Levis as a steal.
Oh, I don't
in
want
the
that.
Second round.
I don't want the mayonnaise master. No way, bro. No, can I trust treat with you, though?
Sure.
The 1 year that I have placed in fantasy football, It was off.
It was an auto draft.
That I missed. Yeah. So I was like, all right, well, maybe it's my year again.
Dude, I haven't auto drafted a fantasy league in like 15 years.
Well, you're in a good keeper, at least for MLB, right?
I'm in two. Yeah.
Yeah, that's something I got to get into, but I'm just too scared that like I'll just pull a big old ADHD like I did today and just forget.
Dude, I'm in a keeper league that I've been in for over 10 years.
That's some dedication.
And there are dudes that are in that league that started that league and were writing stuff down.
Oh, we're talking old, like handwritten notes.
Yeah.
Oh,
I am currently in fifth place. It's rotisserie too.
Okay.
So it's like super old school.
Mm-hmm.
It's rotisserie. I am currently in fifth place.
Are you the youngest person in this league?
Probably. Yeah. I am currently in fifth place. Sixth place has no chance to catch me. And I have no chance to catch fourth place. And this will be the highest I've ever finished in this league.
How many places pay every year?
Only first.
Only for, ooh, so that's an all or nothing.
12-team league. Six keepers, three minor leaguers.
Oh, my God.
The guy who has Bryce Harper always had Bryce Harper.
Damn it. Yeah, he's had Bryce Harper.
The guy who has Mike Trout has Mike Trout because the guy who originally had him, when Mike got called up in April, had a bad April, and they sent him down, and the guy dropped him.
So they're still reeling from
dude,
that.
Yeah, and this dude picked him up, and
a decade later.
Three MVPs, and probably two chips and
yeah, that will get you fired in real life there, buddy. But he's got the Perry Manassian staying power, right?
But I want to get to this. I can't get to anything. So I want to ask you when we come back, I want to get into a little bit some division leaders or teams that have aspirations of winning the divisions. I was listening to a game of theirs on the radio the other day. I think it was yesterday, actually. And it made me realize that I'm not really paying attention to them. And maybe I should. And I think I didn't pay attention to them for a myriad of reasons. Quote unquote, maybe their best player got hurt and is done for the year. Their pitching staff isn't quite what it was. They lost a great manager. This team can't be good. I picked against them at the beginning of the year. I thought they'd finish second, if not even third in their division. And they're running away with it and they have a chance to potentially win Not only the best record in the National League, but the best record in baseball. The flip side is there's another team that I did pick to do well, that was doing well, and now all of a sudden they are really not doing well. So I will ask the question, what do you believe in more, the upside or the downside? And we'll do that next. That's Schultzy with me. Patrick Harris, 1080 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Everybody's favorite fair or foul coming up here in about 15, 20 minutes. I got Dodgers Angels on the boob tube right now.
It's a standing ovation from Angels fans for Shohei earlier tonight.
Yeah, 2-2 game right now. Ooh, Diamondbacks up 7-1 on the Giants.
Ah, good for AZ, baby. It's a winning organization.
What's
right there.
Super funny is my phone was like blowing up all day about how Anaheim wasn't going to do a tribute to Shohei. And then they just had some little like video thing that said, welcome back, Shohei, rookie of the year, 2-time MVP, and a silver slugger winner.
Of course they're going to do a tribute.
But it's like, that's it? Dude,
what are they going to do?
Shohei Ohtani was in Anaheim for 4 years and is the second greatest Angel of all time.
What, so they should do on his return like a Shohei Ohtani bobblehead now?
Hell yeah, dude.
Nah, that's stupid.
They only don't because they're idiots and didn't trade him and they got nothing to show for it.
They just re-signed their GM, their idiot GM, to a new contract. Come on. We know that they're stupid. They're slightly more stupid than the Seattle Mariners? Come on, we know that they're not right down there.
You know, there are things about baseball, the unwritten rules, all this kind of fuddy-duddy old man stuff, that for the most part I'm here for, and the unwritten rules, but it's also just like, why the level of like stupidity and arrogance from some of these teams just blows me away. Like Moreno, like, just say, hey, dude, thanks, man. It was really rad that you were with us for a little bit.
Yeah, the hubris of owners and general managers, it's kind of disgusting.
But I also kind of want them to be more petty. I think it would have been better if Anaheim just didn't say anything. Now batting, DH, 17, Shohei Ohtani. And let the fans do what the fans want to do. But there's no pomp and circumstance, and then Shohei goes deep, and that'd be awesome.
I mean, but if you're the Angels, you can't not put something on the video board, or you'll get even more trolled.
They told me all day they weren't going to.
Well, of course, because they want to, but what is it? You set the bar low, and then you over-deliver, right? Yeah, set up some low expectations, and then you over-deliver. Don't promise too much, and then under-deliver. I think they went about it the right way.
Yeah. So I got a question for you.
Lay it on me, brother.
My friend.
It's not about the Mariners, right?
Tis not.
Good. Let's go. little traumatized right now by that.
Schultzy, I'm going to say this in the most professional, polite way possible. Today is September 3rd. We are in the home stretch of baseball. I only have bandwidth to talk about teams that have a chance.
You know what, bro? The definition of a chance is a little different in your and my mind.
I mean that professionally.
I know.
As a friend.
Jordan, seek help. I get it. I will try.
And as a divorcee of my mistress, the Seattle Mariners, I don't have bandwidth.
Nice Rainiers hat, though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Go to Rainiers games, dude. Future Yankees play for the Rainiers.
Hey, when the Biebs were here, I went to a lot of Rainiers games. That was fun.
Logan Gilbert played for the Rainiers. He's going to be a Yankee someday.
Shut up. No, God. I mean, they're probably going to trade Logan Gilbert, but it better not be to the Yankees.
But
that's for Jason Dominguez. But moving on.
But I find there's a couple teams that I think are a little under the radar right now that people aren't really paying attention to unless you're like diehard nerdy. And so I will ask, I wanted to kind of give them their own breathing room, but we've talked about both of them today, so maybe we don't need as much breathing room as I thought. I got two teams going in the opposite direction. One of them I've been focusing on because they're in my division and I kind of picked them to be a surprise standout team. But the other is one that I think we've all buried for dead. And the two teams I'm talking about are the Milwaukee Brewers and the Kansas City Royals. And these two teams are on a trajectory right now that are in completely different zones. And I want to start with Milwaukee because I think what we are failing to realize with this team, they're 81-58. They have a 10-game lead over the Cubs in the Central. And this team, if you watch them play, which, guilty as charged, I have not really watched them play, but I was listening to a game of theirs on the radio yesterday, and I was listening to it for about 2.5 hours. I pretty much got the entire game. The Brewers were playing the Cardinals, and the Cardinals have been playing a little better of late. But then I started listening to some, kind of the Brewers broadcasters talk, and I realized this team is built on pretty solid pitching, pretty solid defense, pretty solid managing, pretty solid hitting, pretty solid veterans, and a pretty solid young kid. And then it dawned on me, it was like, wait a sec. This team could have the best record in baseball. They're 2 games behind the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. They're 1 game behind Philly for the 2nd best record in the National League. Are we sleeping on this team?
I mean, we don't really know much about them if you're not watching them every day, right? But they still have, I think, one of the best batting catchers in the league at Wilson Contreras. He's
agreed,
having a great year. I need to go get me a Jackson Chourio jersey because that shortstop or outfielder combo young kid, whatever he's playing for them, he has had a great breakout rookie season so far. It's just kind of like this combo of a couple of young kids and then Willy Adames hitting out of his ass. And then you've got Jake Bowers and Gary Sanchez, just kind of former vets, adding, you know, a few home runs here and there to the list. Are their batting averages crazy? No, but they're adding production at the right times, and along with, you know, yeah, Sal Frelick having a good one. Remember, they got Rhys Hoskins. Like, they are the Rhys Hoskins winners. He's not hitting great, but he's still hit like 25 home runs this year. And
you would think in a big situation, Hoskins will deliver.
Exactly. They've got a lot of clutch up guys. And with their, I'd say, mediocre to okay pitching staff, they've got the batters to do it. I don't know about winning a World Series, but in this year of, once again, no blue bloods in baseball, why not the Milwaukee Brewers? They just keep on hitting. Good for them.
Well, I think a lot of it, too, with Milwaukee is just I've read this book. I've seen this episode. I paid tickets to the movies, and I even saw an understudy on Broadway. I know how this show goes. I know what happens. They show up and they disappear.
Yeah, first like round a, wild card.
Like gone. A fart in the wind. You know? That's just kind of what it is. The Brewers show up and you're like, look out! Look out!
Best movie ever, Shawshank Redemption.
And then they just kind of disappear. Pat Murphy might deserve National League Manager of the Year. He's not going to win it.
No, but he's damn good.
Because they're going to give it to what's-his-butt in San Diego on his revenge tour. So, like...
Mike Schilt, yeah.
Yeah, Schilt.
But as they should...
Sorry, I try not to say his name because I'm terrified I'm going to get fined by the FCC.
It's okay, just... there's a silent D in there, all right? It's fine.
Schilt.
Just try to say my name with an I in the middle.
Schilt.
Close enough.
I know they're going to give it to him, but, you know, Pat Murphy gets no love. So I find this club interesting. Jackson Churio as a kid. Losing Yelich makes me sad, but welcome to having Christian Yelich on your team. Wow, we're playing really good. We really need Yelich to come through in the end. And he's on the DL for 3 months.
It's kind of funny, like, looking at their starters without him. They still kind of look like a complete lineup. Like, I'm not seeing, yes, you obviously want a former MVP in your lineup whenever you can get him, but, like, I'm not seeing a spot where... It's too concerning that he's down right now. Like, you got young kids stepping in just fine, so. They got their own, like, James Outman even, and, like, Blake Perkins. Like, yeah. I don't even know some of these young kids on this roster, but they're producing.
Yeah. It's the team nobody's watching and nobody's listening, despite having Bob Uecker on the call.
Just a bit outside.
Do you think this team can do something? Should we spend the month of September watching Brewers games?
I think I need to tune into a couple of Brewers games.
I think it's time.
Why not?
I think it's time.
They've got a young nucleus, and
Jackson Churio's exciting. Exactly. Hit a grand slam the other day.
As I figured out as a Mariners fan, you don't need, in fact, like starting pitching at an elite level will not get you anywhere unless you've got great hitters. Milwaukee doesn't have elite starting pitching, but you don't need it to get to the playoffs. They've got two starting pitchers with ERAs over 4.
Paging New York Yankees.
No, their bullpen's been getting it done for them. I would say, yeah, the Brewers at least have what it takes to get to the wild card, but like you said, they usually fall off. I'm not convinced they're going to get to a World
Series. All right, let's make a blood agreement. We'll watch more Brewers games for the next 3 weeks just so we can at least pretend to be informed going into the playoffs.
All right, then
I'll pick the Brewers to win a series and they'll lose and it'll be perfect.
I will commit to watching at least 2 Brewers games a week. I was going to say more, but
2
I'm like...
2 a week?
There's like so many football games now. We got the NFL started this
That's
week.
That's right. The Premier League started a couple weeks ago,
yeah,
too.
The NFL Brasilia matchup this Friday. So like, no, like there's a lot coming up along with college football.
Boy,
getting going.
I'm so glad I don't watch football. This is great. I just watch baseball and watch you losers freak out about Alvin Kamara only on the rock 20 times. Dennis Allen should be fired.
Or freak out about the Ducks offensive line. Yeah, yeah.
My Cougs on 70, so go Cougs. And last on this, sliding over to the team in the opposite direction, it's my Kansas City Royals. I picked this team to be a sleeper in the American League, and boy, have they outperformed everything. Bobby Witt Jr., sold. Absolutely sold. Absolutely sold. I would like to apologize to one of my best friends in the world, to my good buddy Elliot, who had the second pick in the draft of fantasy this year, building a dynasty league. Acuna went 1. Sorry to that guy. But that made the most sense. And my buddy had number 2. And he was like, do I take Julio or do I take Bobby Witt? And I said, amigo, I think you got to take Julio. I think there's more power there.
Well, there is.
And Bobby Witt's on the Royals, and I don't think they're very good. And the Mariners should be a playoff contender. And boy. Bobby Witt Jr. is one of the coolest players I've maybe ever seen in baseball. He is so fun to watch.
He's something else, man.
But guess what? We got problems in Kansas City. Kansas City went to Cleveland, took 3 of 4 to tighten that division up, and they look like they were ready to roll. Since then, they are 3-7 with a 6-game losing streak. They lost again tonight, so I believe it's at 7 tonight. This team is going in the wrong direction, and I'm so sad about it. I think they're going to make the playoffs. but I think they're not going to be pretty in it. And that makes me so sad. Sal Perez has had a, in my opinion, Hall of Fame locked kind of season. What he's done this year tells me, yep, I'm voting Sal Perez first ballot. I mean, I also believe if you vote a guy any ballot, they're technically a first ballot. Seth Lugo, Left for Dead, from that insane 2015 Mets starting rotation that was supposed to be the greatest thing since sliced bread in baseball. All those guys are dead, and Seth Lugo is putting in the best season of his career. I'm kind of a little heartbroken that Kansas City's going the wrong way. And it might just be, you know, kind of reminds me of the Astros in 15. They were ahead of schedule, got in the playoffs, played the Royals, funny enough, and gave them a hell of a time. Royals went on to win the World Series that year, but the Astros gave them a hell of a time. And they were a little ahead of schedule. I want so badly for Kansas City to do this, but I think they're just coming up a little short.
Well, it looks like their pitchers are kind of having a few problems very similar to the Seattle Mariners, where their pitchers, at least starters-wise, are actually throwing pretty decent outings. You know, they're going 5-6 innings. They're not really allowing many runs, but it's either the bullpen that'll come in, and because there's so much pressure for them to deliver with hitters not really great at the plate right now, that house of cards kind of starts to fail at some point during the year, and I think you're starting to see a little bit of that with Kansas City. Plus, they just had one of their best players and kind of their most underrated player, in my opinion, in Vinny Pasquantino, go on the IL, man. Yep. First baseman, middle of the lineup. He literally, if you go look at every single box score, who bats right after Bobby Witt Jr.? Vinny Pasquantino. And he is always knocking that dude in, and I feel like he, like, singularly outside of Bobby Witt Jr., has been one of the reasons, you know, big reasons for the Royals' success, minus their pitching staff, minus guys like Seth Lugo, and then, of course, the future Hall of Famer in Salvador Perez. But, yeah, I think you're just seeing the bullpen trying to shoulder a load right now that's a little too much, and hitters are just kind of starting to fall off of the really good years that they've had so far.
Yeah, and I think this team is built heavily on that bullpen. They spent a lot of money on it.
Yeah,
Urseg has been so good, and of late he's not been good. And it looks like he's dealing with something. Also, their manager is now MIA.
Oh, yeah, he's on a personal leave, Matt Cattaro.
Yeah, he's on a personal leave, and it's kind of like, I hate to say it, but in this kind of day and age, are you in a personal leave for a health matter or a family matter? Or are you in a personal leave because the Athletic's about to drop a bomb about you're a terrible person?
Oh.
You know, so, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know anything. I hate that speculating. But I also saw something really cool today. Brady Singer, of all starting pitchers that qualify, has the largest drop in ERA of any pitcher in baseball. 2.1. He has dropped his ERA by 2.1 since last year. That's absolutely phenomenal. And him and Seth Lugo and the kid Cole Reagans, like, you could have Michael Wacha. Old man Wacha has been pretty good this year for them. It's funny I say old man Wacha. He's 33.
But he's been around for like more than
feel
a decade.
Like, yeah, forever. I feel like he played for the Cardinals in like the 90s with Mark McGwire. This team is built to be cool. I just am scared that they're running out of gas at the worst possible time.
Yeah, it sucks. Yeah, they're a good team. I think they've got like kind of I'd say a pretty wide window, maybe wider than people thought now with the pitching staff, the way that it's shown up this year. Go and maybe try to replace, you know, some of your starters that you think are starting to like falter now or getting older with a couple of mid-tier guys, and then hopefully you've got, I don't really know much about Kansas City's minor league system, but hopefully they got a couple of guys coming up that could supplement that, because like they just feel like they're like one piece away at this point, either pitching or hitting, and then they'd be not like the premier team, one of the premier teams in the American League, but in that next step down.
Maybe they'll get Pete Alonso or Christian Walker, who knows? outbid the Mariners, who knows?
I like that.
All right, we come back. We'll get to fair or foul. A fun little stat here that I don't know if Schultzy saw put on his update. Wyatt Langford just hit a walk-off grand slam against the Yankees. We'll take that, even though Texas is dead in the water. So adios to that. Otani just struck out again against the Angels tonight. I wonder if there's a little bit of pressure on him there, and he's kind of feeding it. Anyway, when we come back, we got 30 more minutes with a little fair or foul. But first, Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll, 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 roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
Sorry about that. I was watching my phone because Paul Skeens...
took another picture on a boat with Libby Dunn.
He threw a pitch that he thought was a strike. It was not a strike. It was slightly outside the box. But he started to walk off the mound thinking he got the strikeout to the end of the inning. And the umpire goes, "Paul!" And he stops. And he goes, the umpire looks at him and goes, "No." Once again, an umpire trying to upstage a great young future superstar of the league.
You know they're not there to see you, dude.
Yeah,
you know,
dude.
Any of these guys, like, you truly don't believe, like, Kerwin Danley, got bald guy, been around forever. I don't believe he thinks that, like, people are ever there to see him, but, like, a Joe West or, like, a Hunter Wennerstedt.
C.B. Buckner.
Wennerstedt is the man that threw Aaron Boone out for whoever was over the top the of the Yankees dugout, saying, "Get it together, Blue." Like, they truly believe fans want to watch them. And when Hunter says, "Oh, it's about keeping the players in the game, but we got to throw the manager out." No, Hunter, it's about you. It's about your ego. F you. Ah. Just, I could go on a rant for that, about that for hours, bro.
That's that ball that Skeens threw was like 6 inches off the zone. I'd rather have the ump just ring him up.
I know, right?
Just call it a strike.
Just do it.
Just give it to him.
Good Lord.
Nah, then we'll turn in the NBA. Nobody wants that. All right, this is everybody's favorite. Do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. This is Fair or Foul. A shortened edition, just me and Schultzy here. So I'll throw it to you, Jordan Schultz.
Appreciate you. I got two stump you questions. I think these are going to be pretty good ones, both involving some stats. One.
Sterling Hitchcock.
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
That guy, that's a name from back in the day. Former Mariner, by the way.
Norm Charlton, the sheriff.
Part of the, what is it, the Mean Green Machine or the Mean Machine? What was the Reds 90s Super Bowl or World Series winning team?
Big Red Machine?
Yeah, the Big Red Machine. Thank you. Yeah, it's like he was part of that. Or there was like a group of guys in the bullpen, Rob Dibble, Norm Charlton.
Oh, for the Mariners.
No. For the Reds in the 90s, it was like the...
Oh, Big Red Machine is 70s.
Yeah, there was a group, those three relievers had like a nickname, and I can't remember what it was. But you're onto something with the Normie thing. I like
Sweet,
it.
Sweet Lou in Cincinnati. 91, I believe.
Yes, you are correct. Then came to the Mariners the next year in 92. All right, so this is actually involving the Mariners, but it's also involving the best starting pitcher in baseball, which I believe everybody to this point knows is Tarik Skubal. He has been pitching. Been pitching out of his ass. 16-4, 2.51 ERA. Fair or foul, Patrick, that his ERA is worse than the Mariners starting pitcher's ERA at home all year? Fair or foul? His ERA, Tarik Skubal's ERA, is worse than the combined ERA of Mariners starters at T-Mobile Park.
I want you to repeat after me. Tarik.
Tarik, sorry.
Tarik.
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 Now say his name.
It's another one of those. Tarik Skubal.
There you go.
It's another one of those Arozarena type of things for me, apparently.
I was hoping you would do the Joey from Friends and say, "Tarik, Tarik, Tarik." All right, now say it on your own. Tarik Skubal.
Sorry. I don't think I'm that stupid.
So his ERA...
Is worse than the entire Mariners.
The entire Mariner starters
at home at T-Mobile Park. Fair or foul?
Damn it, sign me up. I'm saying fair to this. I think the Mariners starting pitching is so damn good, so amazing, that it is unfortunate that nobody knows because this team is absolute trash. But I will give them some love. I know. The pitcher with the most innings thrown in the month of August is Brian Wu.
That is correct.
And that is an amazing stat because he has been hot.
Never threw more than like 14 or 15 innings in a month before he ended up leading the league, I think, with like 40 or 41 overall in August.
As Michael Scott would say, hot, hot, hot.
Feeling hot, hot, hot.
I will say fair. I think the Mariners starting pitching is a better ERA than Tarik Skubal at home than he does on the whole season.
So at one point it was, but at this point, if you're talking about right now, it is foul, but it's close.
It's that SOB George Kirby, huh? Guy's a bum.
It's really washed, has nothing to do with any washed of the five guys.
Is it Luis Castillo's token home run in the third inning?
Yeah, probably. All his solo jacks. I mean, I'm not sure 1-5 you could be much better than this. So going into their last series at home, this is when the data was taken from Patrick, a 2.61 ERA for Seattle Mariners starting pitchers at T-Mobile Park compared to, at the time, Tarik Skubal had a 2.58 ERA, now down to 2.51. So even then, the Mariners were slightly below it, but it was at one point earlier this season true that the Mariners starting pitchers 1-5 did have the best ERA, even better than any singular starter in baseball. That's just a nut stat, and more frustrating, in my opinion, that the Mariners are just kind of wasting it by not spending money on a hitter.
I mean, it's like Tarik Skubal, like, you're amazing, but do you know there's a group of five guys that are better than you? You're like, damn it. What do I gotta do? What do I gotta do?
Multiply yourself by five?
I'm trying over here, man. Nobody's helping me out.
I mean, just think about that. Going into T-Mobile Park, opponents have to face Tarik Skubal 1-5 every single day. Every day. The equivalent of Skubal's pitching talent is what opponents have to deal with when they go up to T-Mobile Park. The fact that the Mariners still don't lead the AL West, it's just like a shot to the heart.
Do you want to know something?
Yeah, sure.
To give love to Tarik Skubal, Mariners are 5 games back from a wild card.
They are.
Tigers are 4.5.
Oh, I know. I tweeted out yesterday, was I in the Twilight Zone or not?
That hurts.
It's weird to see the Tigers with a better record than the Seattle Mariners.
I knew AJ Hinch was a good hire for them.
I didn't think he was better than what the Mariners could be, but well, here we are sitting with Dan Wilson, and I digress. But is it Dan's fault? It's debatable. Was it Scott's fault? It's debatable.
All right. We all know whose fault it is.
John Stanton and Jerry DePoto. Let's say it together, everybody. All right, fair foul number 2, the final fair foul question of this shortened version this evening. We're going Milwaukee Brewers, actually, and talking about the very, very talented, batting out of his booty this season, Willy Adames. So fair or foul, Willy Adames has the same amount or more 3-run home runs than 7 other teams in Major League Baseball this season. So fair or foul, Willy Adames alone has more 3-run home runs or more or as the same as 7 teams in Major League Baseball.
Okay, I need one more time.
All right, so he has hit as many or more 3-run home runs than 7 teams in Major League
this
Baseball.
This season,
fair or foul?
You know what? I did hear when I was listening to that game the other day. It was yesterday. I'm confirming this. Willy Adames was born on September 2nd of 1995. All right? Okay. That means his birthday was yesterday. Willy Adames, on his 29th birthday, hit his 29th home run of the 2024 season.
Yes.
He has an OPS of 812. For a shortstop, that's pretty good.
I know. He's hitting a lot of homers.
I'm going to give him credit. I'm going to say fair. I think he's got more 3-run jacks than anybody else. How else is this damn Brewers team good?
Yeah, it's fair.
If you got a guy that's got more 3-run home runs than 7 other teams in baseball, that's how you're good.
All right, it's 6. I miscounted, but you're right. Colorado Rockies at 13. The San Francisco Giants at 13. This is all 3-run home runs, by the way, by team. The Seattle Mariners at 12. The Tampa Bay Rays at 12. The Pirates at 11. And the White Sox and Cardinals each with 9 3-run home runs. Willy Adames, of course, tying at the top of that list with the Rockies and San Francisco Giants with 13 just himself.
I'm surprised the White Sox have 9.
I know, right?
I'm surprised they have 9 home runs.
I mean, yeah, you talk about productive home runs. You hate to see your team hitting a bunch of solo jacks, right? It's nice to see. I would assume his batting average with runners in scoring position is through the roof this year.
I would love to see, obviously, of qualifying starters, who has given up the most solo shots in baseball this year? Because I would put some decent money on Luis Castillo.
I would agree with you.
Solo shots in the first three innings, like that's what he does.
Yeah, I feel like that's like a -500 or a 1,000 that Luis leads that step.
And the Mariners lose the game 2-1.
Yeah, usually, because the bullpen just kind of like...
And they're like, oh, there's Castillo, shaky as always, giving up a solo jack in the third, and that's why we lose.
No, what that sounds like is a Felix Hernandez stat for many, many years with the Seattle Mariners.
All right, when we come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Maybe we'll talk a little football. Who knows? This is the Hot Corner to any of the fans. Coming up next week, we're about to get into Joseph will be back. I'd like to, I think it's worth talking about Frankie Lindor as a potential MVP in the National League. If Shohei wins it, he will be the first DH to ever win an MVP. Will that factor into voters' decisions? Do the Mets make a surge and make the playoffs? Should that factor in? I would argue yes. So we'll get into that, plus just keeping an eye on everything as Shohei races for 50-50, as Judge races for 63. There's still a lot to get to in the last of the season. So come back with us next week, every Tuesday from 7 to 9. Schultzy, you got to be through the roof, as is everybody here at 10 of the Fan, not named Patrick Harris, that your beloved foosball is back.
Yeah, damn right. Excited. College football, just inject that S right into my veins. Was excited basically what Thursday night through Monday night, was able to catch a different game of note. And give it to me more. And Florida State losing last night. Hilarious.
Yeah, I was going to ask, what was more exciting over the weekend for you? Like getting to see your Ducks play? Or getting to see somebody like Florida State S the bed again?
I mean, just I think seeing the Florida State S-ing the bed, because my anticipation for the Ducks kind of was popped like a balloon during that game. I mean, that was a pretty rough one. After, yeah, they came out, they scored a quick touchdown. Dylan Gabriel was throwing some passes around, but the stats, if you just look at the box score, it's a very deceiving box score for you. The game was not great. So my anticipation kind of then moved on to see, like, you know, what Washington was doing in the late night game. And then on Sunday, a couple more great matchups, and then LSU losing again, you know, Brian Kelly with the fist bump. Like, it was a great weekend full of some really good week one matchups.
I feel really good. My Cougs put a 70 up on the board, a 7-0.
See the Beavs too? You guys are kind of running the Pac-12 right now, or the Pac-2, I guess I should say.
Well, there is only two teams, so no, yeah, we are running it.
But you're really, really good, so you really are running it.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'm a little optimistic about my Cougs this year. I'm more worried about long term. But see, the difference between my Cougs and the Beavs, and this is no shot at the Beavs, because we are brethren. We have always been brethren, and now we are married as brethren.
So,
but I always feel a little more lucky in my Wazoo situation because we kept our coach. We had a quarterback succession plan, and that's all coming to fruition. So, like, what we did yesterday, I mean, I'm surprised we put 70 on the board, but I'm not surprised that the offense ran the way it needed to run. Now, the defense was a little spotty in places, but Dicker's a defense guy. I believe in him. He's going to be totally – well, our defense will be totally fine. We lost a lot of guys. Dudes drafted, seniors, et cetera. Defense is going to take some work. But, hey, we put 70 up on a team that's beat us twice in the last 10 years. Like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, as a Wazoo fan, I'm happy about it. Oregon State is where I'm a little more worried about them. I'm a little more worried about them because – you know, like, what's the quarterback situation like? You've got a first-year coach, insane turnover. Your best prospects are gone. You know, your running back situation is weird, and there's just a lot of chaos over there.
I'm pretty excited what they got going on at Oregon State, actually. I think they're going to be sneaky good.
Yeah?
I mean, Javonte McCoy, the transfer at quarterback from Idaho. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, he didn't
go Vandals!
Yeah, he didn't beat the Ducks, but he beat up on Idaho State this weekend as an Oregon State Beaver. I thought he looked good. And then Hankerson and Jam Griffin both throwing, or excuse me, running for almost 160 yards and two tutties each. Like, I'm not concerned about, like, their skill positions. Sure, the wide receivers, you know, Gould going off to the NFL, they did lose a couple of people on the Beavers offense. But Trent Bray got his first win as a new Beavers head coach, so congrats. Like, maybe that's the start of something. I'd heard, you know, some reports of just tumultuous, like, starting to the program for him. The practices weren't really being run that smoothly back in the spring. But, hey, you know, time will tell if he can actually get something installed and get a culture going. And from game one, I saw something of a culture. I saw some players that at least seemed gritty, ready to play. So good for Oregon State.
Who's Oregon got next week?
Well, Boise State coming up this
State,
Saturday night.
Which you can hear right here on 1080 The Fan, home of the Ducks.
Very scary.
Wazoo's got Texas Tech at home. I'm excited about that.
The, thankfully, Tyler Shuckless Texas Tech Raiders.
I just figured that guy would play for the next 10 years in college football.
Well, he did transfer. Where did he transfer this year?
Oh, he's not at Texas. He's still in college?
Yeah, he went to Louisville.
He left Texas Tech?
Yes, he went to Louisville. He's one of those guys that thinks that he'll just find a starting job.
Who beat him out of Texas Tech?
I don't know. I don't even care. I mean, last year he had a horrible year, so 7 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. He only threw 111 passes before they decided to move on.
So. I am not here for football yet. I've got too much on the slate. I got baseball, you know, baseball. I'm in the home stretch here. There's a lot going on, so I'm still focused on baseball. And my second love, which is the English Premier League, started 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I just, I can't. I need the NFL to start in, like, October. Can I just, like, get a break? I can't do this. It's too much.
Yeah, let me page Roger Goodell. I'm sure he'll put some billions on hold for you and push it off just so all you soccer fans and baseball fans can finish up your season.
Well, it's just rude. It's just rude, all right? I'm out of bandwidth.
The NFL rules all. They now don't own just a day of the week. They own like 4. And hell, they own like half the year. When it comes to like September through February, I would say the NFL pretty much owns it.
God, and this week, what is it? Thursday, Friday, Sunday, and Monday?
Monday, then right back to Thursday. And I believe the Monday night's always a doubleheader in the first week of the season.
I also think the NFL is just sick sometimes. Like, Baltimore at Kansas City for the opener.
Oh.
Kansas City's going to raise a banner and get their rings, and they're going to say, hey, Lamar Jackson, you have to go to Kansas City, you 2-time MVP, and you have to stand there and watch Patty get his 3rd ring, and you get nothing.
Mariners just got walked off again for the 2nd night in a row.
Let's get out of here, dude.
Okay, yeah, let's...
We can't do this anymore. It's time to go. By the A's?
Oh, yeah. Seth Brown, who hit the game-tying homer earlier in the evening, got the game-winning base hit. It was just an RBI single, but that's all they needed. I think the bases were either loaded or they had to go ahead and run around 2nd.
Oh, God.
So
let's get the hell out of here.
6.5 out now, the AL West. I would say that is the nail in the coffin
that
for
is
the
it.
Seattle Mariners.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll be back next week. Joe should return. We wish him and Medium Joe, the kid that I once saw as a small child who is now about to be an adult, venture more school. So Joe will be back next week, and we'll dive into more. We got a loaded last month of the season, so stick with us. For Jordan Schultz, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.